Listeners, ahoy! There's a half hour of fun just steaming into port. The American Broadcasting Company's hit show, The Land of the Lost, with a fine catch of prizes for lucky winners at the end. The American Broadcasting Company presents The Land of the Lost. And its discoverer, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Hewson.
Did you ever wonder what happens to things that are lost? The dolls and dominoes, collar buttons and keys that disappear and never turn up again? My brother Billy and I found out all about them when we made friends with a wise talking fish, Red Lantern. For he's the guiding light to the place where they all find their way sooner or later, to the land of the lost. It lies far beneath the sea, this mysterious kingdom. Red Lantern used to take us there every week on a swift ocean current. He'd lead us through a magic curtain of seaweed, and the minute it closed behind us, we were really out of this world. One day, as we were drifting along through a green sea lane...
Oh, listen, Billy. I hear a band playing.
There's a door open in that wall ahead. Let's go see.
What's in there, Red Lantern?
Beyond the boundary wall? Why, that's Lead, Pennsylvania, Isabel.
Lead, Pennsylvania?
You mean where lost pencils go, Red Lantern?
Right as writing paper, Isabel. Come along. Let's have a look.
Gee, Willikins. I'll say this is Lead, Pennsylvania, all right. They're walking around by the dozens.
On your mark, everybody. Earth people.
Hold
on
there.
Hold on there, pencil folk.
These are friends of mine, Isabel and Billy. They won't harm you.
Harm them? My goodness, what makes them think that?
Some of us have had pretty unfortunate experiences with Earth people before we came down here, miss. Excuse me.
Oh, how do you like that?
Poor old Tracewell is so sensitive. The boy he used to belong to was always chewing on him. And once bitten, twice shy, you know.
Oh. But who are you?
I'm Black Beauty.
One of the softer sex polywogs, with plenty of drawing power.
And this is Lieutenant Hollow of the Carbon Carbines.
Gee, an automatic pencil.
Yes. You must pardon him if he's not very talkative.
Right. Have to save my lead for emergencies.
Huh?
You see, Billy, when a pencil's lead is used up, his life is over. Some of the automatic pencils land down here with only an inch or two of lead to go. It's pretty hard on them.
But can't they be refilled?
We're working on that, but the present supply of lead is very limited.
Oh, dear, I never realized that pencils had lives of their own.
Well, it's high time you found out, Isabel. We never got a chance to speak for ourselves back on Earth.
Always had to put down what you people wanted to say.
Except after hours. But then, oh, brother.
Well, what happened then?
Aha! That's when we pencils really go to town. While everyone is fast asleep at night, a desktop makes a lovely ballroom, you know.
A ballroom? You mean you dance?
Don't we? Let's show 'em, partners. Tell that rubber band to strike up the pencil polka. Come on, Black Beauty.
Late in the night, when the day's work is over, that's when we pencils dance. Oh, jig, jig, a jig, to the rubber band's music, we pirouette and prance.
Each one is jollier than a joker
when we do the pencil polka. Swing your partners left and right, erase and bow.
We may be led, but we're light as a feather. Oh, when we pencils dance, tap, tap, a tap, keeping time all together. Oh, curtsy and advance.
See one figures we are tracing.
Horse the bold erasers racing.
Swing your partners left and right, your name and
little yellow pencil.
Why, it's young Stubby, I believe.
Oh, howdy, Red Lantern, sir. Let me by, folks, will you?
Where are you bound for, Stubby? What's the rush?
Oh, I gotta see the ruler right away.
What ruler?
The one who rules Lead, Pennsylvania, my dear.
Hold on a minute, Stubby. What makes you think he'll give you an inch of his time?
Oh, he'll see me all right. I think I've got a clue to the murders.
Murders? Ben, my friends, what are you talking about?
Oh, Red Lantern, haven't you heard? There's been a regular series of them lately.
11 of our longest and strongest citizens have been attacked, and their lifeblood extracted by some mysterious criminal.
Their lifeblood extracted?
We found them later, tossed into Wastebasket Gully. Nothing but dead wood.
Great Atlantic and Pacific, this is shocking.
You can underline that, Red Lantern. We don't know who'll be ripped out next.
Yes, and that's why I gotta get to the ruler in a hurry.
Quite right, Stubby. And I think I'd better go along with you. This should have been reported to King Find all long ago. Come on, Pollywogs.
Gosh, Stubby, what sort of a clue did you find?
I'd better not say anything till we get to the ruler. You know, he's awful strict.
Oh. Well, where does he hang out?
Well, that's his office on the next corner. That big varnished wooden building with a sloping front.
My gracious, it looks just like an enormous roll-top desk.
Precisely what it is, Isabel.
With three big orange crayons standing outside.
Yes, the ruler's color guard.
Present Lid. Who goes there?
Me.
Suppose I handle this, Stubby. Red Lantern and party on urgent business with the ruler.
One moment, please. Red Lantern and party calling. Okay. They're opening up at once, sir.
This way, please. I am Horace Blue Pencil, the ruler's secretary. He will see you in compartment 5.
Gee, I'm glad you folks came with me. I wouldn't have been sharp enough to get in by myself.
Here we are. I believe you know the ruler, Red Lantern.
Why, yes.
Good morning.
Boy, he's a stiff-looking guy, isn't he?
And he has a steel edge.
What can I do for you, Red Lantern?
Well, it seems that young Stubby here...
Stubby! Has that little runt been writing on the fences again?
Not at all, ruler. He claims he may have a clue to these terrible lead murders you've been having.
A clue? That dull-witted little scribbler? Pah!
Well, don't you think it's worth looking into?
I know all the angles to this case, Red Lantern. And what's more, I have ruled that all information bearing upon it should be submitted to Secretary Blue Pencil for correction.
Indeed. Well, I believe in the direct method myself. Do you mind letting me ripple in on the evidence?
Very well. What is this so-called clue? You, speak up there!
Yes, sir. I was taking a nap in my pencil box a little while ago, and I heard voices outside, kind of whispering.
So what?
Well, one of them asked the other, who's next on the list? And the other answered in a sort of gloating voice, old Tracewell, he's good for plenty.
Ah! How do you know they were talking about lead?
Well, I didn't at first, but then I did.
Well, go on, Stubby. Then what?
Then the first one said, when do we nab him? And the second one said, behind the storehouse at 6 bells. He passes there on his way home.
6 bells? Well, that's only an hour away.
Correction, please. Half an hour.
Never mind, Blue Pencil. This story measures up to just exactly nothing.
Oh, but you haven't heard it all, sir. One of the voices laughed and said, the big boss sure will be pleased.
Huh?
He always said old Tracewell ought to get the lead out of his...
That's enough.
Big boss, eh? Then there's a mastermind behind these assassins.
Ridiculous. We've no proof they were talking of murder. Can you identify the parties you overheard, my boy?
Well, they sounded like a couple of great big clips, sir. Metallica.
Sounded like? Didn't you manage to get a look at them?
Oh, I was scared, sir. I didn't dare open my box even a crack until after they were gone.
So, you're yellow inside as well as out.
Hey, that's not fair. Anybody would have been scared.
Quiet, young man, or I'll rap your knuckles. It's obvious that this sawed-off nincompoint is exaggerating. He couldn't get anything straight if he had to...
Oh, yes, I could! Oh, excuse me, sir, but when I got suspicious, I started taking notes.
What?
I've got every word they said written down, right here.
Well done, Stubby. Let's have a look.
I'll take those notes, if you please. And this is what I think of them.
He's tearing them up.
See here, ruler. I protest.
Sorry to seem high-handed, Red Lantern, but you must allow me to rule this domain. My office is already following up a dozen more important clues than this. You can rest assured I will permit no margin for error.
But what about poor Tracewell? He should be warned.
Leave it to me, Red Lantern. Probably some harmless practical joke. But I shall notify the pencil police to see that nothing happens to the old fellow.
Then there's nothing more to...
But as for you, Master Stubby...
Me, sir? What have I done?
You have committed one of the blackest offenses a pencil can be guilty of. The crime of eavesdropping.
Oh, but I was only...
I'll have none of it in this community. You'll walk the chalk line from now on, or else... Blue Pencil, take him to the ledger cell.
Oh, the ledger cell!
And don't release him until he has written, I am an eavesdropper, 1,000 times.
Very good, sir. Get going, you.
Oh, no, no.
That's
please,
too much, ruler. It'll wear him right down to the nub.
I believe in stern measures, Red Lantern. And now, good morning.
Come on, Pollywogs.
Of all the mean, ornery old bozos.
He's the meanest. Poor little Stubby. Oh, couldn't you help him somehow, Red Lantern?
I'll try to later. It's more important right now to save a life.
You mean old Tracewell? The pencil was supposed to get nabbed?
Oh, but the ruler said he'd take care of him.
I intend to do a little checking up on just how efficiently the ruler operates. Follow me, Tadpoles. We're going down back of that storehouse ourselves and see what happens. Well, this is it, kids.
I guess we're early. Nobody around.
Including the police. But let's get out of sight before anyone shows up.
Oh, there's a big pile of empty crates against the storehouse, Red Lantern. We could crawl back of them and keep watch through the cracks.
Good idea. Nice navigating, Isabel. Aha. And not a moment too soon. Someone's coming.
Huh? Hey, Stubby was right. It's two enormous pencil clips. The biggest I ever saw.
Quiet, Billy.
If the ghost completely clear, come ahead, nobody's near. It's a nice deserted spot.
There's no risk of being caught. Besides, remember our technique.
Yes?
We've been killing 2 a week. So no. Unless we lose our grip. We'll have Tracewell on the hip.
Hear that, Red Lantern?
Six bells. Now remember the boss's orders, Squeezo. We drag the old guy into the storehouse, take his lead out, and put it with the rest in a bin marked rubbish.
Yep. Then wait till after dark and dump him down Waste Basket Gully.
Let him get up close and no noise.
Well, it's getting near lunchtime. You coming my way?
I'll keep you company. Ah, there, Tracewell.
Hello, Squeezo. Hello, Griphard. What are you fellas doing back here in this jumping-off place?
Jumping-off place, did you say?
Yeah.
Looks more like a bumping-off place to me.
Bumping off? I don't understand.
Now, Squeezo.
No, you don't.
Jump him, Billy.
Let go of that pencil. Drop him around.
It's Red Lantern. Hook onto his heel, Squeezo, and pinch.
No, help!
Hang on, Red Lantern. I got this one.
Oh. And Mr. Squeezo won't try that again, either.
What's this? What's going on here?
Red Lantern, it's Lieutenant Hollow of the Carbon Carbine.
Glad to see you, Lieutenant. These clips just attacked old Tracewell here for his lead.
Snap my point. The murderers, why you...
Wait, we ain't the guilty ones. We're nothing but stooges.
It was orders, Red Lantern, just like the other killings.
Whose orders? That's what I want to know.
The boss's.
You mean there's a higher up?
Don't talk, Squeezo. He's due here in 10 minutes. And if we squeal, it's the scrap heap for us.
Oh? Coming here, is he? Then we'll wait for him.
But, Red Lantern, if this unknown villain sees us here, he'll turn away, and we'll never find out who it is.
I've thought of that. Lieutenant Hollow, give your gun to Tracewell.
All right-o.
Now rush back to the nearest alarm box and put in a hurry call for the Pencil Police. Tell them to surround this spot at once, but undercover so their presence won't be suspected. When we need them, we'll fire your carbine. Got that?
Yes, sir.
The rest of you come inside the storehouse. Keep that gun trained on these prisoners, Tracewell.
That I will, Red Lantern.
It's kind of dark in here.
Not too dark. Now, where is that interesting bin you spoke of, Griphard, marked rubbish?
I ain't talking.
Oh, no.
I am. It's...
You it's fool! In there. Oh. The door's locked. They can't get in anyway.
Then you're in for a surprise, my metallic friend. This magic diamond key I wear around my neck will open any door.
Look at that!
Oh, boy! There's the rubbish bin, Red Lantern.
Just a moment till I close the door. All right. Lift the lid, Billy.
My gracious alive! The whole bottom's covered with lengths of lead.
I'll say. Enough to fill an army of automatic pencils.
By the beard of the Baltic, Billy, you've got it.
Huh?
This bin is the supply headquarters for a black market in lead refills, or I'm a blue-tailed blowfish.
You're right, Red Lantern. Somebody's scheming to make a fortune selling this stuff to the automatic crowd.
And doing away with innocent citizens to get it.
No use holding out, Griphard. He has the goods on us.
Quiet, Lug. We still got a chance. Squeezo and me is willing to make a deal with you, Red Lantern.
Oh? What sort of deal?
It's like I told you. We was forced into this business by a higher-up.
Yeah. We was running a little clip joint of our own, see? And he threatened...
Grab your jaw, Squeezo. supposing we was to give you the name of this higher-up, Red Lantern, would you fix it so the two of us got off?
Got off? Went free?
Yeah.
You brazen, cold-blooded lawbreakers? Not by the skin of my finny-fin-fin.
You clips must think we're dopey. We're already set to catch the guy, whoever he is.
Not today, pal. The boss won't come now. He's too smart.
But he doesn't know about the police.
Those dumb clucks. He's been fooling them for years. Why, he can...
Quiet. I hear footsteps.
It's him. It's the boss.
One word of warning from either of you, and Tracewell will shoot.
Oh, Billy, I'm shaking.
Back, Isabel. Back.
It's his knock, all right.
Tell him to come in, Squeezo.
Well,
Tell him quick or I'll...
Okay. Come in, boss.
Red Lantern, it's the ruler.
The ruler?
Red Lantern and Tracewell alive.
Beat it, boss. It's a trap. The joint's covered.
Hey, too late. Come on, police.
Lock the door, Billy. Out of my way.
Oh, hurry, Lieutenant Hollow.
In here, men. We got him cornered.
There's your criminal, Lieutenant. The ruler himself. I'll get you for this, Red Lantern. You'll get the rap, ruler, from King Findall himself. You're as crooked as your edge is straight.
What about these clips, Red Lantern? Squeezo and Griphard.
Arrest them both, officer. It's their turn to get pinched now. They committed the pencil murders under the direction of the ruler.
We'll take care of the lot. We'll pinch and hole them for life.
Drag them out, boys.
Come along, Pollywogs. We've got to get Stubby out of that ledger cell.
Yeah, but first, let me thank you for saving my life, Red Lantern. I take back what I said about Earth people.
Oh, it's all right, Tracewell.
Look! Police! They've arrested the ruler!
What's happening?
Oh, Mercy, look at the crowd outside.
Red Lantern!
My golly, it's Stubby. How did you get out, fella?
Oh, I squeezed through the window and rolled down the roof. I was scared the ruler wouldn't warn Tracewell like he promised.
And you were right. Attention, pencil folk. Your former ruler and two accomplices have just been arrested as the criminals who were running a black market in lead extracted from helpless victims. From now on, your lives are safe. There will be no more murders in Lead, Pennsylvania.
Three cheers for Lead Records!
No! No, not for me. The information that gave the whole wicked plot away was reported by one of your own kind. The stalwart little citizen you will see before you, young Stubby.
Well, then I move, fellow pencils, that his name be written indelibly on the great tablet of honor.
Yay! Stubby's set us free. Yes, free from the ruler who gave us no latitude. So severe was he. Come, little Stubby, lead our dance. And down the street we gaily prance. We'll tell the world with all our might that you're all.
Lucky seven times. But first, I want to thank you for taking the trouble to write such enthusiastic letters about your Land of the Lost books. Makes me very proud to know how many of you have earned the money for them yourselves.
And it's worth it, isn't it, to have those books beside you when you listen to the show? Because when we talk about magic seaweed and swimming underwater like a fish, unless you've seen the pictures or know the secret of how Isabel and Billy did it, it's very hard to understand. But those of you who have your Land of the Lost books with you now can turn to page 8. And there you'll see Red Lantern as he swims through the tunnel to the sea with Isabel and Billy following him. There are lots more pictures, too, which show you just what the characters you've heard so much about look like. Every Pollywog will want one of these Land of the Lost books, and I'll tell you how to get your copy as soon as you've heard the names of the winners who sent in the most interesting letters about treasures they've lost and want returned.
First, Leonard Ralnick of Springfield, Massachusetts, wins the Bugle. Deborah Benjamin of Brooklyn, New York, who is organizing the busy Pollywogs Club, gets a turtle. To Bobby Pierso of Orlando, Florida, goes a standard chemistry set. And to Vadis Ware of Johnsville, Arkansas, a little wooden puppy dog. Second, Joan Redding of Dunkirk, New York, wins a golden necklace. Charlene Wedmore of West Haven, Connecticut, gets a small carved statue of a horse to replace the treasured one she lost. Esther Epstein of Newark, New Jersey, wins a blue and gold fountain pen. To Joyce Markle of Angola, New York, goes a handsome pen and pencil set. And to Bobby Pauline of New York City, a black and gold fountain pen. Harry Fisher of Chatham, New Jersey, gets a panda with a long nose. Harry and his mother have a club together. They call it the Young and Old Land of the Lost Club. Third, Betty Weeder, president of the Red Lantern Kitty Club of Milford, New Jersey, and Mary Alice Hergenrolder of Detroit, Michigan, win beautiful lockets. Jack Dowdy of Eagle Lake, Texas, hasn't been able to keep law and order in his town since he lost his gun. A brand new gun is on the way to Jackie. John Schrum of New Brunswick, New Jersey, also gets a gun. Fourth, bracelets with those magic red lantern charms all you polywogs are so crazy about go to Shirley Joe Browning, member of the Goldfish Land of the Lost Club of Miami, Florida. Nancy Roberts of Fountain City, Tennessee, and Connie Navarro, president of the Mrs. Pudding Wife Club of Canton, Ohio. Mrs. Pudding Wife, you know, is King Findall's housekeeper. And the members of this club are having a wonderful time learning homemaking, how to clean and sew and cook without wasting anything. Isn't that a grand idea? Identification bracelets also go to Kenneth Price of Dana, Florida, and Richard Bray of Detroit, Michigan. Fifth, John Washoe, scout patrol leader and den chief in the Cubs of Yonkers, New York, gets a regulation canteen. John belongs to a Land of the Lost club called the Archers Club. All the members are Boy Scouts. Alan Greenstein of Brooklyn, New York, who has written many times, wins a giant pencil. And Francis Harding of Yadkinville, North Carolina, wins a Red Lantern badge. Sixth, the winners of knives are Billy Walker of Ada, Oklahoma, and Joseph Fornell of Meriden, Connecticut. Joseph belongs to a Land of the Lost club called the Thunderbolts, and he lost his prized knife he received from his scoutmaster for Christmas. Seventh, Barbara Spurlock, president of a teenage Red Lantern club of El Dorado, Illinois, gets a ring set with a sparkling ruby. Alba Lupino of Brooklyn, New York, wins a ring with a stone green as emerald. Ruth Bellica of Cleveland, Ohio, gets a ring with a lovely blue stone. And Taria Schmittel, president of a Land of the Lost club in St. Louis, Missouri, a ring with a pink setting. Barry Bradley of Wichita, Kansas, gets a ring for his sister set with a beautiful blue stone. And to Gladys Mason of Bunker Hill, Virginia, goes a silver band ring. Last but not least, Lorraine Martin of Auburn, Massachusetts, gets a carved silver band ring. Congratulations, all you winners. And to the rest of you, remember our motto, never say lost.
And remember, too, if you haven't sent in for your Land of the Lost book, do it right away. Of course, you can buy these books at bookstores all over the country. But the only way you can get a Red Lantern badge is by ordering your book through this program. And that's because it's a present to you polywogs from Isabel Manning Houston. Now, to get your book and badge, send $2 in cash, check or money order, addressed to the Land of the Lost, Box 20, Station G, New York. That's Box 20, Station G, New York. Print your name and address plainly. Now, do this, too, when you write about treasures you've lost and want returned. For each week at this time, we award prizes to the polywogs who send in the most interesting and logical letters telling why they want their lost things back. The decision of our judges is final, and in case of a tie, duplicate awards will be given. That's Box 20, Station G, New York City. And be with us next week when Isabel and Billy visit a place you never dreamed of, the Tower of Tears. You'll meet Weeping Willie the Crocodile, a bevy of boo-hoo fish, and a couple of quacking tear ducks. Tune in, same time, over most of these stations, when Isabel Manning Houston will again take you to the Land of the Lost. Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Houston. The director is Cyril Armbrister. Vocal arrangements by Peggy Marshall. Musical background by Gene Perazzo. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.